Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I've got Dylan Avery and Jason Burmis to give us a little update on what's happening with Corey Robe and the situation with the Pentagon. As we predicted, the Pentagon later did admit that they were up there videotaping a military base, and that's why they came after him, and it was a vendetta. And he had been discharged once and arrested, discharged again, and now picked up again. And so he voluntarily went down there, and now they've basically, he doesn't know what's going to happen. But that's a small update coming up. The big news is a major New World Order offensive is about to be launched again, and we want to give you word of this Tet offensive before it's launched. So key information coming up in the next segment. Luke Radowski, I've been so busy finishing Endgame, as soon as I'm done in a few weeks, I will be able to help you more, and I apologize for not helping you more when you've been asking my advice and trying to you know, get me to confer with you on how to set this up in New York, what to do. But I've got full confidence in you and your team. If people will donate as some seed money and also RSVP so you know you've got that many tickets, you'll be able to get a few of these venues, which are not cheap. But you're trying to keep ticket prices down to like $11. And people say, why do you charge? Well, that's the way this works, folks. I rented a hall that held 1,100 people in L.A., and it cost $45,000. And then they gave me a $10,000 tax bill. New York is not like that. They've got more halls and events. Well, you're saying one's like $6,000, another's like $600, $4,000. I mean, the point is that we need to have events in New York, and Luke is running this, and so you need to go to wearechange.org and RSVP. Luke, anything else?
I mean, not 1107 is going to be historic. All 5 days of events are going to be fundraisers for the first responders, for the John Feelgood Foundations. We're going to be hearing family members. We're going to be hearing rescue workers. We're going to hear people that were affected by 9/11. We're going to be premiering Loose Change, Final Cut, as well as other great films. And it's really going to be historic. It's going to be something that people are not going to forget, because we're going to be doing street actions every day. We're going to be educating people. We're going to be networking. We're all going to be come together at the same time.
Exactly. And let's be clear. Whatever expenses there are, literally no one makes any money. Whatever expenses there are, it pays for the venue, things like that. And then the rest of it's going to the first responders.
First responders, it's all a benefit. It's all a fundraiser. These people need your help. They're being screwed by the government. They're being screwed by the media. Nobody's helping them out. So it's up to us to help them out. And most of these first responders, I just talked to some yesterday, they all support 9/11 Truth, and not 9/11 was an inside job. They may not go public on it, but they're on our side. They're behind us, and we're the only ones helping us. And not 1107, we're going to get a chance to do everything, to do activism together.
Well, also, that's an image, and this 9/11 is focusing on the survivors and the heroes, because by focusing on them, number one, they deserve it. Number two, it's really hard for the media to demonize us. They've been trying as hard as they can to claim all the survivors and victims are on their side, when we've had Bill Doyle and others on to say, and he's the head of the biggest group, that the majority believe inside job.
Yeah, that's not the case. The family members support us. You're going to hear from family members what they think really happened on 9/11. And it's amazing. It's amazing what the media spins on us. But we're going to show the world what we're about. It's about all coming together at Ground Zero. At least minimum, we're going to have 10,000 people out there. We need people to RSVP. We need people to help us donate. We need people to help us make this happen. We're doing this for free. I'm organizing it. Me and Corey were organizing it until Corey got picked up. So we're working very hard on this, and we need your help. And it's going to be something historic. And the people who come, I'm going to tell you, you're not going to forget it. It's going to be something historic.
Absolutely. All right, look, I want to talk to you for one moment during the break. I'm going to let you go now. Thank you for coming on, and thank you for all the fine work you're doing. And thanks to all the other people around the country who are confronting these scumbag politicians, these New World Order minions, these candidates. Doesn't matter, from Seattle to Houston to New York City to Miami. They are being confronted everywhere, and knowing there's a rising tide of liberty and freedom and honor against their wickedness. Remember, people in the establishment, they are aiding and abetting those that carried out 9/11. Many of those we've confronted were actually involved in the attacks.
Now you can upgrade your existing gravity filter to remove chemicals such as triomethylenes, atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and MTBE to below detectable limits. Black Berkey elements are so powerful, they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and transform water, even raw, stagnant pond water, into delicious, crystal clear drinking water. Nitrates, nitrites, radon 222, unwanted heavy metals like lead, mercury, and aluminum are no problem. Foul tastes like chlorine and obnoxious sulfur odors are removed without removing the healthful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Black Berkey elements flow 1.5 to 2 times faster than ordinary gravity elements, which means it takes much less time to filter your water. Supercharge your gravity filter today. Upgrade to Black Berkey purification elements.
Get a 2-pack, only $99, or a 4-pack, only $188. Call New Millennium, 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
It's here after a year in production and traveling to distant lands. My new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, in herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, first hour, I rarely do this, only every few weeks, really every few months, but lately I've been doing it more. I say we've got something very important for you. Tune in the second hour. And we'll get into that for the balance of the hour here in just a few minutes. First off, Terror Storm Special Edition, the final cut, 17 minutes of added new footage. So the film is now over 130 minutes long. Then with 67 minutes of extras, it's like 3.5 hours or something, of footage on one DVD. It is the best work I've ever done. It proves 9/11 and 7/7 were inside jobs. It's got so many great and important experts who lay it all out. This film needs to be seen now, folks, because if we expose government-sponsored terror, the elite will have to cease carrying out these attacks. So last year was the first one of my videos to ever be in stores, first edition, and quite a few got out in stores around the country. This time, because they did get orders last time, they ordered a little bit more. See, at first, they only get a copy or two, or a lot of stores refuse to carry it, even if you have a distributor, because they don't know who you are. Now a few more stores picked it up. We're slowly reaching out, breaking into the market, as they say, and discounting it mightily, so we can do that. And it is in stores right now, ladies and gentlemen. So please go to Barnes & Noble's, Borders, call them first, make sure they have it. Even if you already bought the DVD from Amazon or InfoWars.com, the new edition that's been out for a few weeks now, just now hitting stores, though. It's been out online for a few weeks. Even if you just now already got it, Still, review it at Amazon for us. You know, go online and do that. Or tell people about how it's out. I've noticed folks are doing that. I want to thank you. Or call the stores and ask if they have it. Because that creates interest. This is how we reach out to people. This is how we then also accrue the capital to continue our websites and making further films. Our goal is the InfoWar, and when you purchase the videos, it allows us to move forward. You can get it at Amazon.com right now for $12, ladies and gentlemen. You can order it at Amazon.com. That's $8 off the regular price, $12 right now at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. You can link through and order it at Amazon.com. Now, again, I'm literally cutting off my nose to spite my face, but I want you to know what we're doing here. I literally almost make nothing when we sell them in stores, but I've counted the cost. Would I rather make almost nothing but reach five times as many people? Okay, or would I rather not reach as many people and greedily keep a bunch of stupid money that does nothing but sit there in a bank account? I know a lot of other people put out films, and they don't even put them on Amazon. They don't, because they want, you know, higher prices. They don't have a distributor. Fine. But you can't take that money with you to hell. And you sure can't take it to heaven. So what I'm saying here is, folks, we're making a sacrifice even putting these in stores. Unless Blue Moon, we happen to hit the, you know, the triple sevens, and it sold, what have to sell to even make money, like 100,000 copies or something. Which doesn't happen. We'll probably end up selling about 10,000, 20,000 in stores, but that's versus 4,000 or 5,000 myself. I count the cost. I know I've already explained this. It's just that's an even better and more important reason for you to order it via Amazon.com or in the stores, because you get a discount and it helps reach more people. And then when we get driven up into the top 100 of Amazon, we went as high as 8 last year, number 8 for about 2 days, and stayed in the top 20 for a week. Then thousands of people never heard of us. I mean, we were right there by Mission Impossible 2 and Star Wars Revenge of the Sith. I mean, it was, and people were doing their shopping there and ordering and who never would have. That is the goal here. Okay, I'm going to shut up now and get into the big issue, ladies and gentlemen. I want to try to be calm and walk through this before Jason Burmes and Dylan Avery join us coming up. Because I saw with horror last night in an email that I got that this History Channel special produced by NBC News Productions, they do a lot of production, which is owned by General Electric, the big, number 6 defense contractor. I noticed with horror that when I linked through to the History Channel website, it said that James Meigs of Popular Mechanics disproves and debunks and puts to bed, disproves the conspiracy theories. And I went, oh my gosh. I knew it was a hit piece day one. Others locally said, oh no, they're friendly. They say so. I looked right in this Brad Davis's eyes and could see what he was doing. A NBC producer, he's done, you know, he does big hit pieces, and I'm sure some of them well deserved. Like he did one of the big, you know, the big NBC hit piece on Michael Jackson on Dateline NBC, and he came here, and he was originally coming to interview me, but we also had him scheduled to come when we had the little local 9/11 conference here that PNAC put on, and I just watched in horror as they went to every kooky person they could in the crowd, and you know the few that were there, and I certainly knew, and I was, of course, rebuffed by locals. Oh, no, they're good guys. Yes, we can totally trust them. And I said, no, that's not the case. This is going to be a monumental hit piece. And there, of course, people said, we will see. We will see. And last night I ended up doing about an hour of research in between doing sweetening on Endgame. Sweetening is, I guess, a film term, folks, where the film's done. We're now just getting the graphics together, tweaking the audio, color correction, things like that, so I could have time to be off and do some research. And within 5 minutes, the horror began. I didn't know this. History Channel is majority owned by Hearst Publishing. And so you have a conflict of interest. You have James Meigs with his totally debunked, disproven by David Ray Griffin, debunking 9/11, debunking all lies, all spin, all straw men, just front to back. But again, it's a media that knows, the general public doesn't know the difference between a Shiite and a Sunni, and they don't know how many continents there are, so they know they can do this. Just both, I mean, they on TV, they've shown photos of the World Financial Center with a side gouged out, and they say it's Building 7, and then we have the blow-up showing it's not. I mean, it's what William Randolph Hearst told Remington, the painter. He said, you supply the pictures, I supply the war. He was the son of the third richest robber baron in the United States, making his money off coal miners dying and strikers they killed, literal slave masters. And folks, let me tell you, the coal miners have had it worse than black slaves for a long time. These be white slaves, okay? And so he's a slave master. And when this punk was 20-something years old, he got kicked out of Harvard for a bunch of shenanigans. And then he goes and buys up most of the newspapers in the country, and he's nothing but a Rockefeller Rothschild tool, 110%. They literally, in the encyclopedia, I even pulled an encyclopedia out last night. We have a condensed world book. There was William Randolph Hearst. In the Encyclopedia Britannica online, it's William Randolph Hearst. They wrote the book on yellow journalism. We have made clear CIA connections. The editor that wrote the piece is the cousin of Michael Chertoff, Benjamin Chertoff. You know about all that. But imagine Brad Davis of NBC telling me point blank, I promise you, Mr. Jones, this is not a hit piece. You have my word. We're going to show both sides. This is not a debunking exercise. And I was thinking, my God, this is shades of exactly what Chertoff said. And I remember being on the phone with Chertoff, and I said, this isn't a hit piece. No, you're not related to Chertoff, are you? No. Who's Chertoff? I'll never forget that. And then his writers called me, and they were so unprofessional, I thought it was fake. I thought it wasn't real. I thought it was some high school or college prank. And I called back and got the editor over the Hearst building lines and talked to Chertoff again. Meggs has refused to debate me. I called him one time when he was on Jack Blood and confronted him, and he didn't want to talk about the yellow journalism or lying about NORAD stand-downs or any of this. He just didn't want to address it. They're cowards. They're enemies of the Republic, period. And that's it, man. We're going after you full bore. We have never really even turned our intellects onto you. We've never even turned our gaze directly onto you. You're going to get an especially delicious thumping. And because I found out they've done price fixing, they've cheated their subscribers, it's come out. I'm talking about Hearst Publishing, all sorts of scams. They've been sued over just all sorts of corruption. I mean, they are the name. They made Fox News look tame 100 years ago. And I'm not going to stand here while you do this conflict of interest with James Meggs as your independent researcher, when it turns out your company is selling a book which they're cross-promoting on the TV program. See, it's an infomercial, but I coined the term propaganda placement. It's product placement when it's somebody Doritos buying an ad, say in The Simpsons, to have Doritos mentioned. Okay, but it's propaganda placement when they do it and don't tell you, and it's government paying for it, or it's propaganda for a position. And I see this and catch it all the time. We don't have time to cover it all, so I just glaze over it. This is clear propaganda placement, clear conflict of interest. You got the editor who's in deep with the heads of Hearst. You've got Hearst involved with Bloomberg and all sorts of media manipulations and machinations. They are in a subsidiary with Disney. The other part of it's owned by Disney, A&E, History Channel, and the rest of their holdings. And so you're going to have them independent. It says independent experts disprove the theories. They debunk them. Oh, that's not a hit piece when you say that out of the gates on the History Channel website. And so we've got all the facts here in front of us. A&E is owned by Hearst Corporation, who, by the way, the corporation doesn't have to pay taxes. It's a tax-free corporation. Only its owners have to pay a tax. So you got to love that, too. None of this is free market. See, they don't have to pay a tax. They haven't paid taxes in 107 years. The trusts were never busted up, by the way. And so they own that. They own the controlling membership in it. There's another interest with Walt Disney Company, 37.5%, and NBC Universal has 25%. But Hearst are the dominant players, and then of course you got NBC, the defense contractor, with the incestuous Walt Disney Company, with the whole thing run by Meggs. I bet if you get into the notes, and by the way, Loose Change guys were able to see some of their notes. If you get into their notes, you're going to find he's running the whole op. You're not going to run your op on us. And that's why you're losing all your credibility. I demand this program have a disclaimer that it's a conflict of interest and that it's staged and that it's an infomercial. We'll be right back.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
Ted Anderson for Midas. August 2nd, 2007, gold 665, 20-ounce gold coins can be purchased for $686.66, $338.80 for half, $169.40 for quarter. That's $686.66, $338.80, and $169.40. The dollar has fallen to 65% of the euro. Erosion accelerates. Mainline talk show hosts are trying to hold on to the support of the conservative movement, keeping focus on the Republican agenda and playing into the hand of the globalists. Dr. Corsi interviewed Robert Pastor of the American University with the sleight of hand and incremental implementation, Pastor admits to the North American Union is being forced upon us. Corsi uncovers the CFR's plan to build a North American community similar to the EU. In his report, The North American Union Isn't Going Away, Corsi exposes the deception and trickery. Call for your report today, 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being lost in a global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that modern technology has devised a barcode that fits inside a tiny microchip that can be placed under the skin of dogs and children to track them everywhere they go? Did you know they're now working on a chip to place under the skin of human beings that'll let you buy and sell in a global economy without cash, coins, and checks? It's the coming 666 system called the Mark of the Beast in Revelation chapter 13. We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. Operators are standing by to take your order for a free subscription.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions Frequency Instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms. Eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625 for BioSolutions.
Well, you were sleeping. They came and took it all.
All right, welcome back, folks. You talk about an inside job. That's what's happening. Maybe I should give you some background on this. Coming up on the 12th, prime time, Sunday night, come up in about a week and a half, not this Sunday, but next Sunday, a two-hour 9/11 conspiracy special. 2 hours long. 2 full hours long. And this guy called us about 6 months ago. He swore up and down it wasn't a hit piece. Promise, cross his heart. You're good to die, stick a needle in his eye. Brad Davis, NBC producer, news producing for History Channel. And I'm busy, and even if it's a hit piece, I'll be interviewed. I don't care. Just, you know, I believe in our information. People will end up checking out what we're saying and find out the truth. But they had to lie and say it's not a hit piece, it's going to be fair. Then we learn, I learned last night doing some research, that Hearst Publishing, the name in yellow journalism, owns this. And that they produced it, and they've got Megs as their, quote, independent expert researcher debunking us when he's been fully debunked. And I remember he brought up Megs once, and I said, are you affiliated with him? He's like, oh, no, 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 no. So this Brad Davis guy, was lied to us, just like from all evidence we have. I mean, on the History Channel site, it says that they disprove us. I mean, when the write-up, the three-line write-up says they disprove us with all these experts, James Megs leading them, you know what it means. Now, folks, people watching this are going to think, oh, it's History Channel, independent. James Megs is their independent expert. No, he works for them. The people that own the channel are selling and pitching a book as an infomercial through the program as the Bible of it. And when you go over to History Channel, they're experts at selling products with the show and merchandising. So I am calling NBC, and I'm demanding that they point out that this conflict of interest is going on, and regardless, we're going to have all the articles out today and tomorrow and the next week. We'll end up having 10 of them, but by the time we're done, research on these people, you name it, not to mention the fact the Loose Change crew, and they do this, shot video of these guys while they were there shooting their video, so they tried any editing tricks, we'll be able to show that. They've got some photos up on their forum that show all of this, and they were able to look at some of their files while they were there. While they weren't looking. I mean, this is bad. Dylan Avery, Jason Burmes, good to have you guys on.
Hey, it's just Jason. But, yeah, we were able to check out some of their material.
I was just talking to Dylan during the break, dragging back over here.
He jumped into the editing suite. I'll try to get him.
Okay, go ahead. It's okay. We'll get him on before the show ends. Go ahead.
All right, you got it. And we did look through, and, you know, there were some questionable names that they were going to interview, and I called them on it. There were actually a couple other names that I was impressed with that other documentaries hadn't followed up on. But I had the eerie feeling that these guys were not going to be straightforward. Of course, they had the debunking 9/11 conspiracies book, the Popular Mechanics book there and everything else, and I asked if they'd contact them. Like, oh, well, we're going to get to them. It's very interesting.
That's
to me
what they told me. Oh, I really haven't talked to him. Is he good to interview? Turns out he's running the whole operation.
Absolutely, and if there was any real credibility to what they were saying, James Megs would take us on directly. But they have now refused to entertain 9/11 truth debates because they get crushed in every one.
It's happened on radio, it's happened on TV, because they say things like, the major spokesman over in ORAD said they never intercepted any plane in U.S. history but Payne Stewart. And then we have the same guy in a press conference saying, we intercepted 167 last year. I mean, just incredible lies.
Absolutely, and then they go and say, well, we know that World Trade Center Building 7 had to up to 25% of the lower level scooped out.
And they show another building!
Well, they showed that picture, and recently, I don't know if you've checked this out, but they said that they don't have the original of that picture, and the only picture that they have is the one that's embedded in the PDF file. So there's no way to tell where they got that from.
But we know that it's another building, and they flipped it upside down.
Yeah, and then they went out and said, you know, on television that they had seen pictures that, you know, Dylan, myself, and yourself had never seen because they weren't available to the public. Now, why isn't all this information forthcoming?
Look, it's Hearst Publishing. You supply the pictures, I'll supply the war.
Absolutely, and that dates back to Remember the Maine when we needed the Spanish-American War.
Listen, folks, they literally, we always make the joke of next to ugly in the dictionary, there's a picture of you. Well, literally, next to yellow journalism, there's a picture of these people.
Absolutely. Hearst Publishing is the one that started it all. And if people don't think that they still have close government ties, they need to take a closer look.
Well, I knew all about William Randolph Hearst, and I've been out to Sam Simeon, and I've done a lot of studying, very occultic guy. He was, but I didn't know this till last night, the third richest person. He was literally Rockefeller level. I didn't know that. I mean, I knew he was
wealthy, but I wasn't aware of that wealthy.
Well, I mean, I knew he was in coal mining and his dad was a steel and coal baron, but I didn't know he was one of the head guys. I mean, he was Carnegie level.
Wow.
And we're dealing with his filth today. And they think they're going to run their op. They're not going to with Chertoff. I mean, what a sick nest of filth. We'll be right back with Burmese.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
JLS Research, the makers of the all-natural and very effective Nobio deodorant, has now discovered very unique research that indicates that those who have body odor may be deficient in a certain dietary component. Their new product, the First Responder, supplies the body with the missing link so that it can respond to the symptom called body odor. By using organic and enzymes to step up the body's ability to absorb more freely, the body begins to respond by taking in the missing nutrient. As it responds, body odor will then no longer be an issue. First Responder is the first of its kind, comprised of only four organics: grapeseed skins, grapeseed, grapefruit seed, and garlic. It's so effective, you need only one organic capsule per day to keep the odor away. First Responder is 100% guaranteed. Go online and order First Responder at no-bo.com. Visit no-bo.com or call JLS Research at 850-723-8599. That's 850-723-8599.
This is Elizabeth Border, author of the two book set, America Attacked and Chaos and Chemtrails. I wrote these books because I believe that every American should have the vital chemtrails research info. I was much heartened and encouraged when a radio listener recently wrote me, quote, "You are truly a great writer, so clear and powerful and thorough in your communication. You have the strength to forge ahead in the midst of darkness, and you also believe in the power of goodness and truth. I hope you listeners will order these crucial books. Send your check for $32 postpaid to Radio Liberty, P.O. Box 969, Soquel, S-O-Q-U-E-L, California, 95073. $32 to Radio Liberty, Box 969, Soquel, California, 95073. Or call 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927.
The digestive tract, a natural waste factory built within all of our bodies. Roughly 25 feet of tunnels designed to absorb nutrition and then dispel the waste. But what happens when the waste gets clogged up? More than 4 million Americans have frequent constipation, accounting for 2.5 million physician visits a year. Now there's AlloCleanse, an all-natural formula based on herbs and safe enzymes. AlloCleanse gently sweeps the entire digestive tract and supports comfortable, regular bathroom habits. You'll feel lighter, and you'll feel clean inside. And when you remove the waste buildup with AlloCleanse, you'll have more energy. Energy to use on other things, besides worrying about constipation.
For a risk-free trial of AlloCleanse, call 1-800-890-3525. Call in now to find out how you can get two free gifts with your order. Try AlloCleanse risk-free by calling 1-800-890-3525. That's 1-800-890-3525.
Discovery Channel, History Channel, ABC News. It isn't strutting around, "Hey, look, we're on TV." We realize it means the enemy is looking directly at us. We literally are under enemy bombardment. It's literally like we're a firebase with incoming 50-millimeter shells exploding all around us. This is info war. The people running things want to enslave us. They're destroying the country's currency, our borders, our sovereignty, our Bill of Rights. The country's dying right now. This is serious. Serious business. And the reason, it's not just there's a two-hour special, and I've looked at this past series of programs, it will air 15 times by Christmas. Okay, it airs five times the next week. On their main schedule, it airs twice, but I looked at the same slot and the same group of NBC-produced documentaries. I mean, everybody who knows History Channel knows they air stuff over and over again. Between 15 to 20 times, 15 is the lower end, they're going to air a two-hour special over and over and over. It's going to be part of a marathon on 9/11. It starts airing next Sunday night, primetime, 8 o'clock Eastern. And on average, they have about 5 million viewers an hour during that slot. So 10 million viewers. And I even looked up ratings numbers. Those are conservative numbers in the U.S. By the way, history's on globally. 10 million people, and that's real numbers. You know, there's little rinky-dink radio stations that lie and say, we got an audience of 25 million because their, you know, their station reaches six or seven states, and they just say that. No, no, this is real numbers. There will be 10 million people, conservatively in the U.S. alone, watching this. There'll be over a million in England. It's really big in England. There'll be hundreds of thousands in Canada, and then it airs over and over and over again. And, folks, I can guarantee you now, we've done an analysis of who they're interviewing. It's going to be, if you think 9/11 is an inside job, you hate Jews, you have a light bulb head that looks like you're a space alien. That's a little joke at one of their disinfo agents, Mr. Alien Head. It is going to be the biggest hit piece we have ever seen, literally engineered and produced by Popular Mechanics James Meggs as his own little stardom. This is wave three in their assault. First, there was the publication that was used as a script nationwide by all the media. Then there was the book used as a script. Now there's going to be this TV show used as a script and a relaunch of a new edition of the book. It is conflict of interest, but let's go to Jason Burmese and Dylan Avery. Men, you were there. They came and interviewed you guys after they interviewed us. Break down how long they were there, what they did, what Brad Davis, you said, did tell you it wasn't a hit piece. He was very genuine, too, like, oh, I am concerned. I mean, it's a very deceptive.
Well, I don't think necessarily that it might have been Brad being deceptive. I think Brad had his own questions about 9/11, and I think that he made it pretty clear to us that he did. I just think what happened is that more or less the corporate interest stepped in, and, you know, the History Channel, as far as I know, owned by NBC, is also tied back to Hearst Publications. I could be wrong about that.
No, they own it. They own it. No, I have it directly off Hearst's website, okay? It's one of their holdings. But let me just
go
back here. Let me just go back here. They don't send producers who do major hit pieces from NBC, Disney, and then the whole thing owned by Hearst. They don't send Mr. Tiddlywinks. That's why. He was very good at selling it, but I could look into his eyes, and I told my people, I said, it's a hit piece, and they're like, no, it's not. And I said, yes, it is. And I'm telling you, and I've already asked Brad to come on. He hasn't called back. Just go ahead, Dylan.
Well, hey, man, I guess we're just going to have to take this with a grain of salt and wait until we see it. But, I mean, if they interviewed Eric Hushman, but then again, they also went and interviewed Mark Eltis of 911timeline.net, so I don't really know what to think. But the fact, when you check the website and in the description, it confidently says that James Meggs has destroyed every single one of these, when we made them look like a bunch of school children on Democracy Now!, I really can't expect a fair and balanced piece. And the funny thing is that James Meggs will only do these kind of appearances now when he appears unopposed. He used to do debates. He used to do TV appearances with other people. After Democracy Now!, that pretty much went out the window.
Well, well said, Dylan, but not just that he won't do debates now. He's only going on a TV show that his company, that he's an editor for, owns. I mean, this is conflict of interest. They need to tell people. You know, just like when CNN's talking about Time Warner corporate news, they say the parent company of CNN. They have to make that point. Just with FEC filings, anybody else, I mean, reporters all the time will say, I have a conflict of interest. I'm asking you both, is it a conflict of interest to have him be an editor selling a book for the company that's selling a book that they're promoting in the TV show attacking us?
It's absolutely a conflict of interest when one corporation who owns another produces a documentary or a piece about that information that's going to side with the other corporation that they own, which is exactly what's happened. This book now has been around for over a year. This documentary has been in the works now for at least 6 or 7 months.
At least.
And look at when it's airing. It's airing just about a month before the 6th anniversary of 9/11, and I believe that is to prep the public for the 9/11 truth debate that will be seen throughout the media in the next month. You know, as it gets closer and closer to 9/11, local news stations as well as national news are going to have to pick up our story. And let's see where they point people to. I won't be surprised if they point people to this History Channel documentary debunking all of our claims.
Oh, that's definitely...
It's probably going to be an American rehash of the BBC piece.
Exactly. But here's the good news. And I emailed Brad last night and I said, listen, you and GE and Disney and, of course, Hearst, you wouldn't be doing this if we weren't kicking your butt. So I just said, you just go ahead and put perfume on a pig. You just go ahead and keep trying to sell the same baloney. The people aren't buying it anymore. And The reason it's important we get articles out on this, that the articles be emailed to everybody, that it get high ranking on Google and Yahoo in the search request, and that articles about this have the headline, 9/11 Conspiracies History Channel, show that when people type that into Google or people do searches, and already third or fourth, if you type in James Meggs, is PrisonPlanet.com and other sites. We need it to be the top link. We need it to be people learn the truth in the info war. We've got about a week and a half to reach at least 5 million people so that they preemptively know it's a staged event. Gentlemen, comments?
I absolutely agree, and the more stories that the independent media can put out as quickly as possible is only going to be beneficial to this movement. So get out there. You know, people that write for 9/11 Blogger, people that write for your site, now is the time to attack this head-on, see who you can contact, and see what you can find out before this piece even airs.
Yeah, the big issue that we need, he's there at Rockefeller Center. I've got his phone number. We'll see if he gets back in contact with me, so I don't have to give out NBC's number. But you need to call NBC folks and say, hey, what about the conflict of interest that you actually own this channel, part of it? What about the fact that the controlling interest is owned by Hearst, who's putting out a book debunking, and that the very person that they have in it, James Meggs, who they claim is independent, is part of the corporation and schlepping the book? We demand that they at least have a disclaimer that this is a conflict of interest. And the point is, have a national call for that. They probably won't do it, but at least when people do a Google search, they're going to find out Chertoff's involved. They're going to find out that the Yellow Journalism's involved. They're going to find out that Hearst Publishing's been sued and gotten in trouble for lying about lying to their people and double charging them with prescriptions, with subscriptions. I mean, this is serious. Any other key points, gentlemen?
Well, I just want to point out that we're going to encourage the people to look at the evidence for themselves no matter what it says in this 9/11 documentary. And I just want to let people know that if this is a hit piece that involves, you know, saying that we're all blaming the Jews or the Zionists or something ridiculous where we go after an ethnic group, we need to put this thing 10 times full throttle. We cannot be associated with anti-Semitism, space beams, just utter kookery. We have to bring this back
or being Jesus,
level.
Or being Jesus. By the way, this is all being done on purpose. They have 9/11 leaders saying they're Jesus now. They have people running around saying it's space beams from Pluto. And folks, I've tracked these people. That they all were either formerly in intelligence or connected to the Bushes. The space beam thing came from, again, a almost cabinet member level Bush member of this administration. And folks, this is a setup to poison our movement. Now, it's not going to work, but this is classic intelligence op. And here's the deal. This year and next year is the most explosive growth rate for 9/11 truth ever. We are blocking them from staging more terror attacks by exposing the fact that they're behind it. They want to be able to put this to rest, have Hillary come in and stage an even bigger attack. This is life and death for the country, probably physical life and death for all of you out there. This is the same people that put Hitler in and Stalin in, want to do that here. They want to use terror to do it. We are fighting for our lives, folks. This is life and death. These people are enemies of you and your family. These people literally want to put you in FEMA camps. And I say that literally. They literally want dictatorship. They are literally murdering killers. And anyone defending their lies and their frauds are guilty of treason and enemies of the Republic. See them for what they are and go absolutely literally ripping your hair out to fight them, jam it completely down their throat, and Paul Watson's going to have an article up in the next few hours. Countdown, ladies and gentlemen, countdown, because when this article goes up with all the details of the conflicts of interest and the scams and Chertoff and the lies, we're going to have another article off of Griffin's book detailing all the lies of their last debunking. We have got to re-triple and then re-quadruple and then redouble and then redouble again our attack pattern on them now. We got to go absolutely ape, gentlemen.
Well, I just want to say now's the time. If you're not part of an organization, if you're not taking street actions on the 11th, if you're not coming down to New York City, you need to go to wearechange.org, see when the events are. We're doing it all weekend throughout Tuesday of this 9/11, and you need to get involved. You need to make a commitment to yourself to actually do something and not just be a lawn jockey by your radio talking about this stuff. We need your support.
Absolutely. Now, talk about Snake Boy Brad Davis when he was there at your house.
Well, he wasn't at our house. We were actually in Los Angeles when we interviewed him, and we went down to a
hotel. The pictures. It looked like your house. Okay.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
So fill me in on the story, what you saw, what happened while he was there.
Well, basically, you know, he just talked to us, and then Didn't we have a follow-up to that one, Dylan, where they did send somebody to our house?
Yeah, he did. And, yeah. The photographer actually seemed really cool. He had some questions about
9/11. Yeah, see, my memory was is they were going to New York. That's what I remember. Go ahead.
Well, like I said, we did the initial interview over in Los Angeles.
And then they did a follow-up in New York.
Yeah, and then they did a follow-up interview in New York where I talked to the cameraman, and he was all about it. He's like, yeah, you know, I've seen your picture. Building 7 doesn't make sense to me. I'm not quite sold on the demolitions of Tower 1 and 2. However, there are a lot of questions there. There are a lot of explosions. It doesn't make sense to me that those buildings went down the way they did, but, you know, I'm not quite there yet.
But on record for quotes, did Davis tell you it wasn't a hit piece?
Oh, yeah. He said he was going to be fair.
Yeah, well, again, it might not necessarily be Brad Davis. It could be people above him. I mean, we shouldn't be getting on the radio saying Brad Davis this, Brad Davis that.
Are you kidding? Brad Davis fully knows. Brad Davis is the producer, Dylan.
No, I know. I'm aware of that, Alex, but I'm just saying it may not be Brad Davis making a conscientious decision to make it a hit piece so much as it's the higher-ups who's saying that it's mandatory. I'm just saying, I don't think we should be character assassinating Brad Davis unless we know for a fact that he was in a room with NBC saying, all right, we're going to make these guys
look
like cool.
Well, you've opened up this debate. Now I'm going to give it to you, Dylan. Let me tell you how this works at Hearst Publishing, okay? They own this operation. They select the producer. They pre-write up the whole angle. That's how these shows are pitched, down to exactly what they're going to do. Okay, and so if it is a hit piece, and they're saying on their website, it is. So if it is a hit piece, that was foreordained, and this guy he specializes in hit pieces. Okay, there you go.
Well, I just want to say this. Anybody that would get behind and put their name on something that is clearly telling lies to the American public about the most important event in our lifetimes, based on the fact that all of our foreign and domestic policy are based on 9/11, should be charged criminally.
Well, I mean, let's say Brad could be a nice guy. He just went and told me that it was a fair, good piece, and, hey, do you know Mags? Oh, should I interview him? And it turns out he's working for the company that owns it. He's the big star of the show. I mean, Dylan, I understand what you're saying, and I'm hoping, and I know Brad Davis was very convincing. So let's get it on record so when the hit piece does air, we can get it out there. Davis told you it was not a hit piece.
Yeah, Davis told us he was going to be fair.
Well, not in so many words, but that's essentially the gist of it.
Well,
he said it was going to be a fair presentation.
Yeah, he said it was going to be a fair presentation, and he was looking at all angles. Like I said, I was a little dismayed with some of the people that he chose to pick, but then I was, you know, pleased with some of the people he chose to pick to interview. It really, let's see who makes the documentary, and let's see what quotes they use from those people. Let's see if they quote mine, if they try to make us into a band of lunatics who are anti-Semitic, or they actually let us bring out some real points, like the hijackers were trained at military bases in the United States, like the FBI tried to go after them, like Able Danger did exist and did identify Otta and others. Let's see if they go with that instead of things like pods and TV fakery and space beams.
Well, not only that, but let's see if they actually took the time to interview the Jersey Girls, Bob McElvain, Bill Doyle, which
look,
is
it's going
to
be, it's going to be
what the CBC piece did.
It's going to be light bulb head.
Yeah, light bulb head front and center, huh?
I sure hope not, but that's what we have to be expecting. You know, we always have to be on the offensive, Alex, and especially when we now know we're being put on the defensive. When it says on their site that this man has debunked our claims,
exactly.
We have to know that we have to go full throttle ahead.
Exactly, and look, Dylan, I mean, don't get me wrong, I appreciate you trying to be measured and friendly about this. This guy told me, I promise you, it is not a hit piece, and I said, so this isn't like a Popular Mechanics deal, and he said, no, but I am talking to them, no, and it turns out they're producing it. I mean, come on, man. Davis, listen, he's the guy that weaseled up to Michael Jackson where he let him in.
Is that right?
Oh, yeah, man.
Jackson, wait, what?
This Brad Davis was able to get that famous Michael Jackson piece out where he weaseled up to him and made him think he was good. Remember that?
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I do. I totally remember that. I remember that. It was like that hour and a half long interview.
Yeah, just brace yourself, buddy boy.
Well, I'm ready for anything, Alex, because these guys can say what they want and they can try to slander us, but the bottom line is if we can just get the people to look at the information, which is the goal, 90% of them
turn towards us. Well, they're also going to strawman us with Lightbulb Head and others.
I know, and that's very unfortunate, and we can only stress that we're not associated with people like that.
Yeah, in fact, I think we might have even said that on camera. I know I mentioned Eric on camera.
I also mentioned that on camera that, you know, we don't want to be associated with these people that want to blame an ethnic organization for this or
and
make
also,
outrageous claims.
Well, look,
also,
that's what COINTELPRO, whether they are or not, always does is they say, you won't join our clique and say it's all this group. We're here exposing the New World Order. We talk about Israeli-sponsored terror every day. They ask me about that, and I started pulling out news articles. Well, here's the Jerusalem Post saying Israel stages terror attacks. That was a previous one from back when they admitted they were creating fake al-Qaeda. Now there's the new ones about how they staged the Idi Amin deal. And he was like, oh, no, we don't want that. Oh, no, we don't want that. And so that's my point. We do cover it all. We just don't put out wild, you know, just craziness and attack every other group that's out there.
Absolutely. To say that the Mossad had no involvement at all is ignorant. I mean, you can quote, you know, the actual guys that were arrested that day that were filming the attack in international news where they said our job was to film the attack. Okay, so someone in that organization had prior knowledge. Did those guys know what they were doing? Probably not. They were probably given that job. But the fact that Odigo got out of the building and breaking
that, man. Not only that, man. Urban Moving Systems. I mean, they had to pay a $50,000 penalty for breaking their lease. I mean, they just up and vacated their offices a month or two before the attack.
Absolutely. But
so there was definitely foreknowledge. But to go so far of a leap and to say that the Mossad did everything, yeah, I think that's just ignorant to the fact.
Exactly. And the main next point we bring up is the fact that the ISI can be proven without a doubt to have a hand in this through the wire transfer by General Mahmoud Ahmed to Muhammad Atta. And
stay there, gentlemen. One more segment with you both. Maybe keep you one more segment after that, and then we'll get Alan Watt on with us. We'll be right back.
It's here. After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
The Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
By the way, ladies and gentlemen, Dylan did record much of the interview himself on a scammer phone, a little BlackBerry he's got. He also got some shots of it. It's up on their message board, the loosechange911.com message board. We're going to be putting that all in a story. Paul Watson is going to be finishing up in the next few hours. And I'm telling you, start your engines, get lined up for the green flag, ladies and gentlemen, because we need you to attack with viciousness. I mean, they are attacking us. They attacked those buildings, and then they tried to use it to turn our country into a police state in the world, and they attacked the Iraqis with it. I'm not putting up with it. And I want to annihilate Hearst. I mean, this is Rosebud, folks. This is Citizen Kane. This is the big, dark evil. And I'm sick of it. Now, during the break, we were all conferring, and I just want to say the same things we said off air, we said on air. Jason Dillon, I mean, bottom line, you guys do believe this is going to be a hit piece.
Oh, yeah, without a doubt. I mean, just look at the website.
Yeah, I mean, all you have to do is look at the website and their description to know that they're going to be gunning for us.
But, you know, I'd like to think that speaking personally for ourselves, we didn't give them much ammunition. I think that we held our ground very well.
But we'll see.
Yeah,
anybody can be misquoted. Anybody can be taken out of context. Anybody can be edited in with a loon right after them.
You know what they're going to do, Bermans? They're going to take that sentence where we were like, well, we don't think we should blame anything on the Jews, and they're just going to cut out the Jews and play that over and over and over again.
And then they'll superimpose white mold.
Bermans believe did 9/11. The Jews! But we'll see, you know? We'll see what they do in the editing room.
It doesn't matter. But you know why it doesn't matter in the final equation, as long as we expose them? Because they've lost all credibility. I mean, I've seen polls where mainstream media has like 25% credibility. I mean, and that number is eroding rapidly. And then alternative media has a lot of credibility. Sometimes I don't think we deserve it, but at least we're trying to tell the truth. There's a big difference, isn't there?
There absolutely is a big difference between us trying to get to the bottom of real news stories and what is propagated on CBS, NBC, Fox News, and others. I mean, they literally go off a script on what they want you to know and hear every day of fear and just more fear. I mean, it's constantly fear. How many times this summer have I heard Chertoff say he's got a gut feeling it's not if but when? And I think I was reading an article on an ex-Israeli ambassador saying, oh, we have about 90 days
most. They're saying we're going to be hit for sure within 90 days. And always scripted with perfect timing, new Al-Qaeda tapes come out agreeing with Bush.
Absolutely. And at the same time, they're actually perpetrating the fact that Al-Qaeda is back to pre-9/11 levels in Pakistan. You know, again, bringing Pakistan up as this enemy when, in fact, you know, Musharraf was put in power by us. We used Pakistan as a launching ground for our other
have a staged attack in Pakistan just for public consumption.
I could see it happening.
Man, I mean, there is no end to their splendid little wars. That's what Hearst called it, was a splendid little war, and then it got picked up by everybody else. But isn't it a red badge of honor? I mean, I'm really kind of excited that Hearst Publishing, I mean, we're being written into history just like Orson Welles or something, guys.
Well, the bizarre thing is, Alex, that, you know, when I first got started on this project and Loose Change, when I had just seen the first edition, I said to myself, you know what? This is the one that's going to be on the History Channel. This is the one that's going to get out to the public and really change things. And last year on September 11th, you know, our movie actually played on the History Channel, on History Channel International, out in Australia, out in Sweden, I believe, and a couple other countries. And now we're actually going to be on the History Channel. You know, we're young guys. We're not even, you know, we're around 25, 26 years old. And to be on the History Channel at this point in our lives is an accomplishment unto itself.
Stay there, Jason. Stay there, Dylan. 5 more minutes, then we'll get Alan Watt on, because I want you guys to be able to finish up, and Dylan was trying to talk. I was interrupting. So stay there. We'll come back, tie this up. I'm going to recap some of the key facts here. Conflict of interest, it's propaganda placement, worse than product placement, it's a giant infomercial for tyranny and lies. Bottom line, they admit it, it's disgusting. Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com or call 877-300-7645.